By the way, since we've been talking about success in the later years, we can note that modern banjo legend Earl Scruggs lived 88 long years. He beat the average American life expectancy by a decade. You see, a child born in America in 2012 should plan on making it to 78.8 years, according to the latest statistics. What do you plan to do in that 0.8 of your, I guess it would be 79th year?
This is Mike Clem from Lakeville, Minnesota. I'm looking forward when I retire to teaching my grandson how to hunt, fish, and shoot, and spending as much time with my three boys as I possibly can.
Hey there, Mike in Minnesota. Take him ice fishing if there's any ice left by then. From the land of septuagenarians, West Palm Beach, Florida, this takeaway fan looks forward to not dying early. From Fort Lauderdale, Florida, going gray before I go bald and getting to see my boys grow into men. From Macon, Georgia, I love working, and my ideal job when I retire is a greeter at Walt Disney World. I'm most looking forward to the joy and the excitement on every face as they immerse themselves in the wonderful world of Disney. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us what you hope to be doing when you beat the average life expectancy in your old age. Our next guest has no plans to be a greeter at Disney World. If she did, she would never wear a mouse suit. She would greet as herself, 86-year-old cabaret singer Marilyn May. In fact, her agent would probably only let her perform live at Disney World because she's still packing them in at her gig. She's performing this week to sell out crowds at the Crazy Cox in London. In 1965, she received a Grammy nomination for Best New Artist. She appeared on The Tonight Show 76 times. Johnny Carson even dubbed her the Super Singer.
Feeling good, feeling fine, feeling groovy all the time. Ain't it great just to be feeling?
Marilyn May, welcome to The Takeaway.
That's the funniest record for you to.
Why do you think so? Why do you think so?
It's fine. It's fine. It's an RCA recording that I did years ago. Even then, I wasn't too young. I was kind of a late bloomer with RCA.
We're talking to you because, you know, in many ways, the fact that you're still going strong at 86, you're performing in London this week, right?
I am. We're at a place called the Crazy Cox. It's in Piccadilly Square. We opened two nights ago, and we've been packed full houses and incredible, beautiful, receptive audiences.
That's so great. What is your secret for hanging around?
I have great energy, and I have wonderful health. I don't stop, you know. I believe in I keep moving. I always tell people, and when you're very tired, then you push. You just push. We get on and off planes, and I'm working more than ever these days, oddly enough. I don't know how to say no to any engagement and don't want to. You know, I'm thrilled and pleased that we're entertaining the people. That's my job. I sing to the people, not for them. My voice is really hanging in there, which I'm very fortunate. I have a great work ethic of performing my craft.
Oh, you certainly do. Are these the best years of your life? Are there a best years of your life at this point?
I think these are the best years of my life. I've had three husbands and a meaningful love affair. And all of that was busy and happy and traumatic and unhappy. And now my love affair is with my audience.
You know, the latest statistics say that in the U.S., life expectancy is as long as it's ever been, over 78 years. You're above that. Is there something magical about the late 70s, early 80s?
John, I always say I'm just singing as fast as I can. I'm just actually singing as fast as I can. I think you have to have a great sense of humor and not take yourself too seriously. And that's always been my, and I think you have to, even if you're really, really tired, you just push and you get up and you go do that next show, or you pack that next bag, you get on that next plane and you do what you love to do. And that's my life.
And you know, so many people have various kinds of dreams about what they hope will be, you know, their experience when they get older, either wisdom, or they'll be able to look back, or they'll, you know, have revenge on everybody. I'm going to outlive all the bastards, you know, that kind of thing. What's the best part about being, your age and speak to the younger folks here.
Well, I have great friends, and I have six friends that followed me here. They came from the States because I was going to appear in London, and they wanted to experience that. And it's a joy to have that kind of friendship. I really am so busy learning the lyrics and doing what I do. You know, there's a great lyric in a show called Here's to Life that I sing, and it starts out, I've learned that all you give is all you get, so you give it all you've got. And you know, my mantra in life is called It's Today, and Jerry Herman wrote it. It's part of the American Songbook from MAME, and light the candles, get the ice out, roll the rug up, it's today, you know. And every day is, I attack every day. It's an adventure. My life is an adventure and always has been. I'm very interested in things and people, and I like to know what your life. In fact, you and I will talk when we're off the air. I know it's not your interview, but I want to know all about you, John.
Me? I'm just, you know, I'm a youngster in my late 50s. I got five kids. I've had a radio show for 7 years. I've used a wheelchair for 38 years.
Right. You have five children?
Yeah, I had a car accident, but I'm going strong.
And see, you push, don't you?
You push
yourself.
Yeah, I literally push the chair. That's right. I mean, I take your lesson quite literally.
Believe me, you'll last a long time with that philosophy.
I'm glad to hear it from someone who knows. What is that melody? It's Today. How's it go?
Oh, here's to life is no complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. And I have learned for all you give is all you get. So you give it all you've got. So here's to life and every joy it brings. Here's to life. To dreamers and their dreams. It goes on and on and on.
And on and on and on and on. Marilyn May is an American cabaret singer, 86 years old. Going strong, folks.
So here's to life and every joy it brings.
Things that I most look forward to about growing old are, one, science, so I don't have to actually grow old. Two, pulling pranks on children, and then blaming it on my age, of course. Three, seeing my children become more than I am. Four, time in the day to use as I please. And five, proving to myself and others that old is a state of mind, even if it is a highly medicated one. So, illness, aches, and pains, here I gracefully come.
Thanks to all our listeners at any age, especially the highly medicated Isabel Mercedes calling from Sunrise, Florida. Ambitious dreams. On Facebook, Bert writes, I dream of giving even less of a crap what other people think when I get old. John adds, yelling at the kids to get off my damn lawn, wearing my trousers up to my armpits, checking my dentures at all the attractive ladies that walk by. Good times, he says, from DeKalb, Illinois, eating whatever I want and accepting the fact that I'll die with my arteries clogged, but with many memories of delicious fried food. And Bettis writes on Facebook, I'm in my early 30s now. What I think I look forward to most is understanding the world and people better. That's a good one. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Send us a tweet at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.